Good morning. It is 10:33 a.m. We are here today, August 16th, 2019, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatna, Guam, for the status hearing of OPAPA 19-004 Rex International versus the Guam Academy Charter School. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Tirza Bagana. Will Appellant Rex International please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, good morning. Georgette Bell Conception on behalf of Rex International, and I do not have a representative with me this morning.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GACS please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Amre Jeff Lentralahi on behalf of Guahan Academy Charter School, a nonprofit corporation. No representative is available today.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning. So we have a pending motion to dismiss. At the last hearing, the parties indicated that there may be a resolution. Where are we now?
We're slightly closer, but not there. I'll allow counsel to make her request and suggestion to the hearing officer.
Yes. So GACS has filed a motion to dismiss for lack of jurisdiction. And because it's taking a while to figure out if there's going to be settlement, I think that it's my client would like the OPA to go ahead and take the motion under advisement based on what's already been filed, because I believe that the petition that I filed, I pretty much lay out why I think the OPA has jurisdiction. And so I think that it's an important issue, because if we don't go, if we're not properly before this body, then you know, we need to go elsewhere, and we could still do a settlement if regardless of moving for the OPA of the Superior Court of Guam. But I really would like the OPA to make a decision on that motion.
And if it's, I mean, it hasn't been fully briefed yet or reviewed, but if it's granted, then does that moot any settlement, or are you thinking
no,
it would be appealed?
It doesn't moot any settlement, but if the OPA says it lacks jurisdiction, then I would just file a complaint.
I see.
As a regular civil case, since she, you know, the argument is that GACS is a nonprofit private organization, and we just go on that, and it'll just be a regular civil suit.
So go forward on the parties want to go forward on the motion to dismiss.
I do. I don't know what Ms. Trelawney's position is.
I'm the moving party on the motion to dismiss, so I have no objection to the hearing officer addressing the merits of the motion. And then if the parties happen to resolve the matter before a decision is rendered, then, I mean, that's just an issue that's resolved. But at this point, we haven't reached a settlement. So in order to move things along and to ensure kind of the efficiency of the process, I have no objection to you hearing the matter, addressing the matter, and then us determining at a later date whether or not we are going to proceed, however the hearing officer decides.
Okay, so we have a motion to dismiss. You want to take your notice of appeal as your opposition to the motion to dismiss? Or do you want to file an opposition? I'm going to ask you to file something, whether it's just adopt my notice of appeal as the opposition.
Well, so,
or
so why isn't he, you can do that.
It might be helpful if you file an actual opposition, but
right.
I leave that to you.
Yes, I'm just concerned about my clients incurring more attorney's fees at this level if we don't belong here.
Okay, so what do you want to file? Just some notice that your opposition is your notice of appeal?
Or just give me, can I have 2 weeks to either do that or just do an opposition?
Yeah, so today's the 16th, so August 30th?
Yes, only because I have trial next week.
And then September 6th for a reply. And then I'll look at it and decide whether or not oral argument is needed or whether it'll just be ruled upon based upon the filings, and we'll give notice one way or the other.
Right. I'm okay taking it on the briefs.
Are you also okay?
I'm fine with that as well.
Okay.
I'll leave it to the discretion of the hearing officer.
Okay.
It's really a matter of law, right?
I don't know yet. Okay, so we'll go from there then.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
thank you for moving the hearing time for us.
No problem.
Yes.
We're off the record at 10:38 a.m.